Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's all go to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew 6 and 33 says, "But seek ye first," Jesus said, "the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Now, we've been on this for some weeks, talking about seeking the kingdom. A lot of times people have focused on the last part of this verse, "all these things will be added to you." And that's mostly where they've camped. And that's good to know that, and good to believe it, and good to rejoice in it, but that's not your part. That's not our part. That's God's part. He's the one that's going to add all these things to us, but it's conditional on the first part. It's not just going to happen automatically for everybody everywhere. Who's it going to happen for? Those that seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So we should be focusing on seeking the kingdom, shouldn't we? And so that's what we've been camping on. What does it mean to seek the kingdom, or to seek first the kingdom? What does that mean? Are you doing it? Can we do it more? How do we do it? Well, first of all, what is the kingdom? Kingdom is the king's domain. The king's dominion. Young's literal translation, very accurate Greek translation, says, "Seek ye first the reign of God." The kingdom of God is what God reigns over, what the King of Kings rules over and reigns over. And we're to seek this. And we're to seek this first. Now, what is God reigning over? What is the King of Kings, Jesus, reigning over? Many church-going people would say everything. God rules over everything. I mean, you'd find that more often than not. And if you implied anything else, they'd be up in arms with you about it. But if you say God's ruling over everything, that leaves a wrong implication, and it contradicts scriptures. Ultimately, God, you know, He has rights of rulership over everything by right of creation. It wouldn't exist except He created it and sustained it. And ultimately, He shall rule over all. But right now, right here, He's not reigning over everything. Now, I know a lot of people don't like that, but I'm going to say it real loud. He's not reigning over everything down here. Do you know who wants you to believe that God is controlling everything down here? The devil. So that you won't blame him. And so that you'll yield to it. Because if you think it's from God, who's going to fight God? Back up to the 9th verse in this 6th chapter. Now, if this is new to you, we've already covered a lot of ground. The Lord's actually answering prayers for us from a couple of years ago and before, where we sought Him to show us what's Him and what's not Him. What's God and what's religious junk, and He's doing it. He's showing us. And we camped on a series for quite a while called You Choose. And if you haven't got that, let me encourage you. Get in there and go through the scriptures with us and see if it's right. Won't cost you anything. Go back to the Word Supply or get online, download it. And we saw that actually God has put things in our hands to choose. And a whole lot of things are wrong because men have chosen wrong. But in Matthew 6, verse 9 here, the disciples asking Jesus about prayer and him giving instructions, notice this is, you know, chapter 6, we're just in verse 33. Notice what got us to verse 33. Jesus said, "After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Now, notice this, our Father where?
In heaven.
In heaven. Now, the next verse, thy what? Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Say that out loud with me, please. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, I've believed this and rejoiced over this for decades. But in recent times, I see so much more here than I ever saw before. Thy kingdom come, and the next phrase describes His kingdom coming. How would you know God's reigning over something? His will is being done there. If the devil's will is being done in that situation, who's reigning there? The devil, not God. This is not real difficult. What did he say? Thy will be done, what? On earth, how? Does God have a separate will for earth than for heaven? Apparently not. He said, pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, his will must not be being done in its entirety, completeness, or elsewise we wouldn't need to pray that it would be. Now, let me ask you about heaven. Everybody awake?
Yes.
How much crime in heaven today?
None.
Huh? How much?
None.
How many robberies and murders and vandalism? How much? Zero. How much disease?
None.
How much cancer?
None.
AIDS?
None.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. How many wars?
None.
Genocide?
None.
Starvation?
None.
How much?
None.
You know why? Because God is in complete control.
Amen.
There. And His will is being done entirely there. What about down here? No. There's all kind of things going on down here that are not the will of God, that doesn't please Him. Let's look at some scripture. Jesus talked about this, and He repeatedly said this in the book of John. You don't have to turn to these, just listen. John 12:31. Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." Another translation said, "the ruler of this world." Who's Jesus talking about? Is he talking about God? He calls the devil the ruler of this world. John 14:30, Jesus said, "Neither will I talk much with you. The prince," which is the Greek word for ruler, "of this world comes, and he has nothing in me." The prince of this world comes, but how many understand he's not ruling over Jesus?
That's right.
And he said, "He didn't have anything in me." And yet, he's ruling over the world. John 16:11, he said, "The prince of this world is judged." Three times, Jesus referred to the devil as the prince or ruler of this world. Go to 2 Corinthians 4, please. 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4, 3. 4, 3. He said, "If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost." Verse 4. "In whom the God of this world." Who's the God of this world?
Satan.
See, many church-going people would tell you God is the God of this world. But the Bible says different. The New Testament says different. You got to watch out for religious tradition. Just because it sounds right to you and it's been around even for centuries doesn't mean it was right when it first came out or it's right now. And just because millions of people believe it don't make it right either. He said, the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine unto them. Now go with me back to Matthew there. Should have had you hold your place, I guess. But Matthew 16. Matthew 16. I want you to notice something. In verse 13. Let's start with 13. Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi and He asked His disciples, He said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but whom say ye? Who do you say that I am? You know, it doesn't matter so much what other people say as far as how he affects your life. What do you say? Amen. Right? Amen. How many know you need to say, He's my Lord? Amen. Not just the Lord, my Lord. Keep reading. Simon Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 17, and Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Now, I want you to think what we just read about in Matthew 6. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You're going to keep seeing this. It's significant. My Father, which is in heaven. Verse 18. And I say also to you that you are Peter, a rock, and upon this rock, he's talking about the rock of the Christ, the Son of God, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. No, the church is not built on Peter. No, it's not. There'd be other scriptures that confirm that if that was the case. There are other scriptures that tell us Jesus is the rock. Hallelujah. He's the rock the church is built on.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.